This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is acknowledging frustrations as Democrats strain to rescue a scaled-back version of his $3.5 trillion government overhaul plan and salvage the related public works bill. The president told reporters on Saturday that everybody is frustrated, and that's part of being in government. Days of frantic negotiations this past week could not advance the bills as Biden left the White House for a weekend stay in the state of Delaware, where he's originally from. He pledged to do everything he could to get to two pillars of his domestic agenda passed into law, but he refrained from laying out a new deadline. He said he'll soon travel around the country to promote the legislation. China has now flown more than 30 military planes toward Taiwan in its second large display of force in as many days. Taiwan's defense ministry says 39 aircraft entered Taiwan's air defense identification zone and two sorties on Saturday, one during the day, the other during the night. That followed a similar pattern on Friday, when 38 planes flew into the area south of the self-governing island. China claims Taiwan, which lies off its east as its territory. The first big women's march of the Biden administration reached the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court. The march in Washington on Saturday was part of a nationwide protest demanding continued access to abortion. Many thousands of demonstrators filled the streets surrounding the court, shouting, "My body, my choice," and cheering loudly to the beat of drums. This is VOA News. A top U.S. official has now apologized to how Haitian migrants were treated along the U.S.-Mexico border, saying it is not how border officials or the Department of Homeland Security behave. The comment of Friday from Juan Gonzalez, the U.S. National Security Council's senior director for the Western Hemisphere, came during a two-day official visit to Haiti to talk with local leaders about migration and other issues. The U.S. recently came under fire for its treatment of Haitian migrants, with images showing men on horseback corralling Haitian asylum seekers. Gonzalez was traveling with Brian Nichols, the U.S. Assistant Secretary for Western Affairs. An Italian offshore supply vessel has now rescued 65 migrants, including women and children. They were fleeing Libya to Europe on a crowded wooden boat. The migrant boat was drifting after its engine stopped working and was spotted by a seabird. That's the NGO monitoring aircraft flying over the central Mediterranean. Those on board were not wearing life vests and were eventually rescued in international waters following a request to do so from the seabird. And Associated Press journalist flying with seabird witnessed the rescue. A Libyan Coast Guard vessel arrived on the scene shortly afterward to inspect the empty boat. Brazilian demonstrators gathered in several state capitals on Saturday to protest against the federal government and call for the impeachment of the president, Jair Bolsonaro. Holding signs for reading out with Bolsonaro, thousands of Sao Paulo residents marched down the megacity's iconic Paulista Avenue in opposition to the government. In addition to criticizing the right-wing Bolsonaro and his handling of the COVID-19 pandemic, The demonstrators also protested inflation and high fuel prices. In Rio de Janeiro, the protest brought together hundreds of people with the support of trade unions and more. Saturday's demonstrations were a response to a rally of Bolsonaro supporters on September 7th. Former U.S. President Donald Trump wants a federal judge in the state of Florida to force Twitter to restore his account, which the company suspended in January following the deadly storming of the U.S. Capitol. Trump's attorneys on Friday filed a motion saying that his First Amendment rights were being violated. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.